And now a participant from World Youth Day will share their testimony.
Yeah, we have two, Taylor and Sarah. Okay, who wants to go first? Are we going together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Hi, I'm Sarah Lipscomb, and I'm from St. Simon Parish in Los Altos.
And I'm Taylor Jakes, and St. Lucie's is my parish. Earlier this summer, in July, we had the amazing opportunity to travel to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for World Youth Day. World Youth Day is a religious pilgrimage attended by millions of Catholic youth from all over the world. It was initiated by Pope John Paul II in the 1980s, and since then, World Youth Day has been held in various international locations every few years.
Our delegation went for 2.5 weeks. The first week was spent in Petropolis, which is a little town in the mountains about an hour away from Rio. We stayed with host families from a parish there. We've honestly never met such joyous and gracious people. Even upon our arrival, they welcomed us with literally open arms, as their tradition was for each of them to hug each of us and say Paz de Cristo, which means peace of Christ. While in Petropolis, we visited other parishes in the diocese and the favelas or slums which surrounded them. The favelas were built on hills with all the houses literally stacked on top of each other. The houses in the favela neighborhoods were run down 1 or 2 room shacks. Despite this undeniable poverty, a few of the people living in the favelas welcomed us into their homes for a quick visit. They were so amazingly hospitable, opening their doors and offering us everything they had. They fed us Coca-Cola, cake, and sandwiches, and our guide said that was probably about a week's worth of their earnings, so that was amazing to us. While in Petropolis, we were able to experience a lot of the Brazilian culture through food, song, and dance, and now we can samba and forró, which is their traditional dance.
From Petropolis, we traveled to Rio for the actual World Youth Day events. The first few days were filled with catechesis talks in English with cardinals from various places in the English-speaking world, such as Cardinal Dolan from the Archdiocese of New York City. The talks were directed toward the youth and answered many of the questions that we had about our faith. Not only did they allow us to understand our faith better, but they also helped enlighten us, the youth, on how we can be evangelizers of the church and other important roles that we play. For us, I didn't realize how important the youth actually were in the church. After that, we experienced the welcoming of our Holy Father on Copacabana Beach. We got so close to the Pope. With all 3 million pilgrims in attendance, there was also a huge Stations of the Cross that was performed by the native Catholics in the area for the Pope. We even got to travel to Christ the Redeemer, and now I can say I had a meal with Jesus.
Later, we slept out on the beach to save our spots that the Pope was going to celebrate for all of us the next morning. That was quite the experience in and of itself. During the Mass, I have never experienced such silence among so many people. Everyone was listening and taking in every word that the Pope was saying. And although most of it was in Portuguese and Spanish, we had some translators so we could understand a lot of what the Pope was saying. And I can tell you, Pope Francis is a really funny and a relatable guy. He brought up soccer and related it to the church and said that we have already been picked for a team, which is God's team, and that we need to practice our faith just like we would on a soccer team. The way he spoke with such passion and trust that we were going to do great things as the youth of the church was truly inspiring.
The most amazing experience was coming together with people from all different cultures, walks of life, and different languages, but still being united by one Catholic faith. As teenagers in America, it's often hard to speak out and say that we are strong Catholics in our society. But there, in Rio, we met and talked to so many people just like us who were so proud to be Catholic and share their faith. And it made us proud to be Catholics. It gave us the strength and courage to come back to the United States and be proud Catholics. So we would like to thank all of you who made this amazing experience possible for us. Thank you for buying so many rosaries, the coffee, and the music, and the movie tickets, which all helped sponsor our trips. It was a pilgrimage we will never forget. Obrigada.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Taylor and Sarah, for sharing your experience. Sounds like it. Like they had a good trip, huh? Yeah. And usually, most teenagers, you know, whether what school you guys go to?
Presentation.
YouTube presentation? Oh, okay. It's too bad. You should be going to St. Francis, but that's another story. Usually, teenagers, you know, they don't like to. They're not so proud to be Catholic or to share their faith. You know, it's like, well, but when they go to a World Youth Day or retreats or things like this, where there's 3 million other Catholic teenagers and young adults together, I mean, that really revs you up. It really fires you up, right? So that when you do come back, now you're not afraid about your faith, even though you go to presentation, you know? You can present your faith to others, you know? I hope so, right? So very good. I hope you, that was very nice. So what's your homework this week? Oh boy. Okay. To what? Yeah. Everything you said, you know, to be the cause of the friction, the spark, be the spark, right? That causes perhaps division, right? And I hope you know why Jesus Christ said, "I have come to set the earth on fire, not to establish peace, but to cause division." Because everything that he was doing, his actions, his words and deeds, it caused division. Because it was going against the current. It was countercultural. But is it a good division or a bad division? It's a good division, and it's a necessary division, right? So this week, think about who or whom or what or when or where or why, okay? How can I be the spark, the cause of perhaps friction or division? But a good division, not like, okay, I divorced my husband today, you know, because Father told me to divide up, you know. Or I left my parents' house because Father told me to be divided. No. But true peace, true reconciliation, right? So be that spark this week, yeah? And before we conclude, thank you to all of our ministers, our server, acolytes, lectors, Eucharistic ministers, our ushers, our coordinators, and to the choir. Thank you very much, okay? Please stand.